Hi, you just made the right choice to listen to the Kingdom Move podcast with Pastor Roderick Ejekum. We hope you're inspired even as you make time to listen to this message.
Amen. Boundless love of God, or boundless love, actually is short to boundless love of God. Amen. Love is a needed topic every day, every time. We never get tired of love. As a matter, we should not get tired of love or talking about love. And I want to run with the message. So shake your neighbor and say, never be ready to run. Tell that person, be ready to run. Be ready to run. Are you ready to run? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Are you ready? Amen. So I'm going to start with Ephesians 3, 14 to 19. Ephesians 3, 14 to 19. For this reason, I kneel before the Father, from whom every family in heaven and on earth derives its name. I pray that out of his glorious riches, he may strengthen you with power through his Spirit in your inner being, so that Christ may dwell in your heart through faith. And I pray that you, being rooted and established in love, look at the one next to you and say, you being rooted and established in love. Tell that person the same thing. Tell that person the same thing. You being rooted and established in what? In what? In love, you being rooted and established in love, may have power. May have what? Power. I'm reading the NIV. Together with all the Lord's holy people, to grasp how wide, to grasp what? How wide, what? How long, how high, how deep. So how what? What's the scope of God's love? How what? How wide, how what? How long, how high, and how deep. One more time. How deep. So when we're talking about the boundless love of God, we say we want to know how what? How wide, how long, and how deep. There's a width to God's love. There's a length to God's love. There's a depth to God's love. Am I making some sense, somebody? To grasp how long, how wide, how deep. Hey, I wanted to ask your neighbor, do you know how wide God's love is? Ask your neighbor, do you know how long his love is towards you? Do you know how deep God's love is towards you? Hey, what's the answer? What's the answer? What's the answer? What's the answer? Amen. And to know this love that surpasses knowledge, that you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. That you may be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. It means that we cannot come to a place of getting the fullness of God without understanding how wide, how deep, how long the love of God is. And I know, I believe that, like me, you also want to know much about God. You want to be filled with God, right? We want to know much about God. Sometimes, when you're maturing in your walk with God, there's a time where, you know, everybody gets a place where we are struck by the greatness of our God and we want to know him. And sometimes people go into the corner and pray, say, God, show me your glory. Show me your face. Have you ever prayed that prayer before? Show me your glory. Show me your faith. Show me. Fill me with you. But you can never come to that place without the understanding and grasping the depth of God's love. Now, the same scripture, I want us to look at the TPT. TPT of the same scripture. It says, so I kneel humbly in awe before the Father of our Lord Jesus, the Messiah, the perfect Father of every father and child in heaven and on earth. And I pray that he would unveil within you the unlimited riches of his glory and favor until supernatural strength floods your innermost being with his divine might and explosive power. Then by constantly using your faith, the life of Christ will be released deep inside you. Hey, And the resting place of his love will become the very source and the root of your life. Do you see that? The words. Then by constantly using your faith, the life of Christ will be released deep inside of you, and the resting place of his love. And the resting place of his love will become the very source and the root of your life. Hey. Are you here? Uh-huh. That phrase just got to me. And the resting place of his love will become the very source and the root of your life. Let's go on. Verse 18. Then you will be empowered to discover what every holy one experiences. The great magnitude of the astonishing love of Christ in all its dimensions. You know what? Its dimensions. How what? Oh, can you, how what? No, those are the back, are you here? How what? How deeply intimate and what? And far-reaching is his love. How enduring and inclusive it is. Endless love beyond measurement that transcends our understanding. See, this is the reason why I say Oku School. Because God will use words. Grandma, oh, are you in the house? Shake your neighbor and ask your neighbor, do you understand the English? Do you understand the English? No, shake the one and say, do you understand the English? What's the answer? 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 Some of you, once grandma is going on, you want to sleep. Hey, shake your neighbor and say, don't sleep. Hallelujah. How deeply intimate and far-reaching is his love? God's love is deep. Look at one that says, God's love is a deep love. It's a deep love. You know, often when a man is with a woman, he thinks that's how deep, that's the deepest love will go. So when I talk about God, I say, Jamie don't need him, but you put that. Aha. He's trying to say that his love as a he's able to yes, surpasses even Christ's love. Because it's a way we look at God's love religiously. But that's why sometimes you need other translations to just break it down for you. It says, how deep? God's love is a deep love. Hey, am I making some sense, somebody? How deeply intimate and far-reaching is his love? How enduring and inclusive it is? Endless love beyond measurement. That transcends our understanding. This extravagant love, pours into you until you are filled to an overflowing with the fullness of God. This extravagant love pours into you. Somebody lift up your right hand and say, Lord, pour your extravagant love into me. Oh, somebody shout that, Lord, pour your extravagant love into me. Or somebody declare, I receive God's extravagant love. I receive God's extravagant love. Are you in the house? Yeah. It's love, extravagant love pours into you until you are filled to an overflowing. Now let's look at Message Bible. Are you in the house of the same scripture? Sometimes all you have to do to understand is change translations. Yeah. From the verse 14. My response is to get down on my knees before the Father. This magnificent Father who parcels out all heaven and earth. Can you see? He passes out what? All heaven and earth. Then what? I ask him to strengthen you by his spirit. Not a brute strength, but a glorious inner strength. Verse 17. That Christ will live in you as you open the door and invite him in. And I ask him that with both feet planted firmly on what? Love. On love. Both. I bet you, look, when you understand, when you study scripture, you have enough words to worship a woman. That's how God will say, oh, Wesley. Those when I was young, I never understood, oh, Wesley, you. I never understood, so I grew up, I realized it's words. As well, Wesley, you. Are you in the house? You will be able to take in with all Christians the extravagant dimension of Christ's love. reach out and experience the breath. Test its length. Plumb the depths. Oh, Charlie. Are you in the house? Yeah. Rise to the height. In other words, God's love can be tested. God's love can be tested. Jesus said, greater love has no man than for a man to what? Lay down. It means that to know whether a man loves, the man must sacrifice. Hey. To know that a man loves, a man must do what? Shake the hand and say, are you ready to sacrifice? Because that's what love is. Oh, shake your hand and say, are you ready to sacrifice? Hallelujah. This limitless love of God, this breadth, depth, length, and all of God's love is for every man. It's for every man. Tonight, first of my point is that the boundless love of God is for every man. And every man can know it. Every man can experience it. Every man can test it. Every man. Dare go to God and tell God, God, I want to know the depth of your love. Dare go to God. Dare go to God. You see God, what God will show you. God says, let's go. God is a kind of lover that is not afraid to take you into the depths. The question is not whether he wants to take you. The question is whether you want to go there. Most people are afraid of love. Yeah. Most men are afraid of love. There's a way that you can start off by, you know, or you can have somebody showing love and that can put fear into you. I remember when I was in secondary school, there was this guy, you know, I went to boys' school. And this guy was just caring. Nothing, I mean, there's no... now we spot everything. I mean, our world right now. I'm talking about 20-something years ago, 25 or 20-something years ago. No, but this guy cared about me, about my welfare. That there was times I started resisting. And I wasn't resisting because I thought he had ulterior motive. But a part of me was like, you can't care about me this much. Why? Why do you want to care about me this much? So I started resisting. I started, when he said, so let's go do this, I'll just give an excuse. Because I think now thinking about it, I didn't know whether I would ever get a right response for that kind of love. Will I be able to respond in kindness to that love? Will I be able to respond in selflessness to that love? Because one thing I noticed was that he loved me so much that I realized that any chance I get, I want to take advantage of that love. No, if you have somebody who, when you're going to, you say you're supposed to go fetch water, and so don't worry, I'll fetch for you. What is going to happen is that the next time you're going to fetch water, you just call him. Or, I want water. Because now you got in somebody who will do it for you. So I felt like I was going, anytime I think about him, I think about taking advantage of his love. Hey. But look at your neighbor next to you. No matter how much you take advantage of God's love, he will not finish. Tell the person. Oh, shake the one next to you. No matter how much. No matter. It will never finish. But man's love will finish. Man's love will come to an end. Because man's love, you can see the end of the barrel. Hey. It's like the story of this farmer who was trekking with the horse and the wife. I think he just married the wife. And they were going, and then the horse trips. And then the farmer gets up, goes in front of the horse, and says, first warning. As they were going, then the horse trips again. Then the farmer goes, second warning. The third time they're going, the horse trips again. The farmer removes the gun and shot the horse. And then the wife says, well, why do you do this? I said, first warning. It's getting tension. You haven't reached home, you already finished. That's the love of man. There's no nonsense. There's a warning around the corner. But God's love can be tested. Oh, am I making some sense, somebody? Amen. And this is how much God shows us how limitless his love is, was that he gave his only begotten son. So even from the first time, he's telling you, this is how far my love will go. Try me. So the Bible says that if he has given us his son, what can't he give us? What can't he give us? If God has given you his son, is it girlfriend he can't give you? What are you talking about? So tell the one next to you, why are you anxious? Why are you anxious? Shake the person and say, why are you anxious? You're anxious because you don't know the love of God. You haven't tested the breadth and the depth of God's love. Are you in the house? Yeah. You should not be anxious. He went and gave you the only begotten son, killed him for you, to show you how dearly you are loved, the depth of God's love. Are you in the house? Uh-huh. And I believe that when we allow this love into our hearts and into our lives, this love is supposed to flow through us into the world we live in. That the boundless love of God truly will know no boundary when we live it out wherever we are found. That God's love seems to have a boundary because it's stopped with you. But God's love really has no boundary. It must flow through us, and then the world will know God's boundless love. Hey, are you in the house? The Bible says in 1 John 4, 7 to 10, it says, my friends, we should love. My friend, we should do what? Love. Yeah. Dear friends, let us love. Dear friends, let us love one another. For love comes from who? God. Yeah, it says, everyone who loves has been born of God and knows who? God. The next verse, verse 8. It says, he who does not love does not know God, for God is love. Verse 9. In this, the love of God was manifest towards us, that God has sent his only begotten son into the world that we might live through him. What is love's highest goal? The life of the other person. What is love's highest goal? The life of the other person. That the other person will live. That's love's highest goal. That the other person will live. As some of us have said it before, if when you look at a woman, you don't see yourself dying for them to live, you haven't loved them yet. Yeah. The same way, a woman, when you see a man, you have to see you dying for them to live. Love is not that the man will die for you while you go on wearing your wig. Am I making some sense, somebody? Because the understanding of the modern world, woman, is that the man must die for me. As for me, dear. Are you in the house? Beloved, let us what? Love. Tell them, let us love. 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 Amen. Shake your neighbor and say, let us love. Let us love. Let us love means love your boss. Amen. Yeah. Do you know one of the things that is said to be, we have about 71% of Christians, but majority of people who do business in Ghana will tell you that the greatest challenge in business are their workers. That their workers are those that steal from them. Yeah. It means that we can't trust Christian workers. They're okay in the church, but when they become your worker, that's it. And that's because they have no love. The love of God is not flowing through them. They don't see themselves as becoming the ones that is giving life to the other person. Hey, are you in the house? Beloved, look, if love was the foundation, like the way he said that the resting, the love becomes the place. You see, it used the word roots, the beginning, the strength of life for all of us. If we live our lives like that, trust me, a lot of businesses will thrive. Because the goal of management is not so that you can go micromanaging people. You trust people. You trust that what they say, who they say they are, is who they are. You trust that when you leave them, they will do what they said they will do. That's how you work. Now, why do you have workers? Then you should have workers. But if you are not sure whether your worker will take your spoon, workers who are stealing tea rolls from their offices. Sanitizer, they're stealing from here, nose masks, they've stolen everything. A4 sheets, pens. Look at the one next to you. Tell the person, beloved, let us love. Let us love. Let us love. For love is of God. No, tell the one next to you, let us love. For love is of God. Ask your neighbor, do you love your boss? Do you love your boss? Do you love your teacher? Do you love? Hey, are you in the house? Look at the way he says. He said, look, the one who does not love, does not know God. So how many Christians know God in Ghana? According to the scripture. Hey. No, I can't. Are you in the house? Yeah. Hey. So I said, what did I say? The boundless love of God must be known by everybody, right? Can be reached by everybody. And then the goal of love is what? That the other will live, right? Uh-huh. And I said, if you don't have that mindset, please don't, listen, that emotional, what do you call that? The feeling. What do you call that thing? Is it a crush or something? Yeah. Have you ever seen somebody crash on somebody who has right mind? They are disoriented. When you crash into somebody, you are disoriented. So emotional, so tell the one next to that disorientation that you are going through. Tell the one next to that, let it settle, let it settle, let it settle, let it settle. Tell the one, let it settle. And then when it settles, then you can ask yourself a very serious question. Am I ready to die that he might live? Am I ready to die that she might live? Hey. When they come testing the breadth and the width and the height of my love, am I ready for it? Are you in the house? Now, one of the things that marks this boundless love, which I want to just zero in on the latter part of my message now, is that there are so many people who say they love, but their love is not entreatable. You can't entreat their love once it gets offended. Hey, you cannot entreat your love once it gets offended. It's like love is love once nobody has offended anybody. But it does not work like that because we are not perfect people. So our love is about to enter into trouble very soon. This boundless, this love that you feel, very soon, someone is going to wrong it. Don't try me. Say everything you can do, but not this one. Hey, are you in the house? Are you in the house? There's a book by Bishop Doug, Those Who Are Offended. And he says something. He said, look, you may be in the church, everything is perfect. So as of right now, you're even in a relationship, everything is okay. But he says, according to the word of God, he gives a command. Jesus said that offense will come. So it's a prophecy. It's coming. Look at the one that said, offense is coming right now. Oh, shake your hand up and say, offense is on this way. Offense is on this way. Oh, shake the one and say, offense is coming. That perfect relationship. That perfect relationship, offense is coming. Now, we cannot tell your love is boundless, is this thing, without an offense. It must be tested by some offense. The question is, when your love is tested, is it entreatable? Can you entreat your love? Too many of us, our love cannot be entreated. It's like you cannot talk. Once you're offended, you're offended. Once somebody is wrong, the person is wrong. There's no way, you are there. It's over. That's when some English just starts coming out. Some English you have in your cupboard. What did the Bible say? Let's look at what the Bible said. Are you in the house? Yeah. Let's look at something in Ephesians. Ephesians 4:32. Be kind and helpful to one another. Tender-hearted, compassionate, understanding, forgiving one another, readily and freely, just as God in Christ also forgave you. Be ready. In other words, when you are in love with somebody, have a, how do you call it? Have forgiveness in bokiti of, how do you call it, of forgiveness, because the person is about to offend you soon. Am I making some sense, somebody? Yeah. You have to have a measure. Look, or, I don't know, loads of forgiveness, ready to forgive, because offense is about to come. Too many believe, see, the love of God is not seen, because we don't understand the dimensions of God's love, that it is readily able to be entreated so that God, we'll do what we don't even want to do, but for the benefit of the other person, we'll do. That's what true love is. That's what the boundless love of God is. Sometimes you hear, and it's so sad, where somebody used to love a girl, the girl has done something, so they'll go and take acid and pour. And when they are starting telling, narrating their story, now me don't know, now what happened to that love? Your love was not untreatable. We couldn't beg your love to forgive. We couldn't beg your love to forgive. You are so offended that your love could not forgive. What kind of love is that? Shake the one next to you and say, what kind of love is that? Tell the person, what kind of love is that? Some of you are so offended you left church. You've left the church. You are so offended when you see the pastor on your screen that you are filming. If he gets you, even throw your phone away. Some people are so offended that they put all churches into one bracket. Correct. Some of you are here, as I say, one man church. You are insulting because your love is not untreatable. You don't have the love of God. You don't have the love of God. Or you, a lady, one man offended you, so all the men they are all the same. All the men, they are all the same. All the men, they are cheats. They are liars. They are this. All the men. Men are scum. And you are saying this. Your love is not untreatable. It's not the love of God. Am I talking to someone in the house? Shake your neighbor nation. Ask your neighbor, is your love untreatable? Is your love untreatable? Can we entreat your love? Oh, shake the person. Ask, can we beg your love? Can we beg your love? Oh, your love, yeah, you can't be begged. The dictionary says to entreat somebody is to ask them very politely and seriously to do it. Bible says, two brothers have a problem. What did he say? He said, first of all, one brother should be able to go to them. Entreating them. Charlie, it didn't go too well with us. Can we resolve it? The matter must be able to solve at that point. When you have done something to somebody, or somebody says, I've done something to you, you must be able to do what you're supposed to do and resolve the matter there and there. Don't go and say, hey, I don't want to see your face. That's you don't have the boundless love of God. I don't want to see your face cry. No. Okay, maybe the person has really offended you. Where your distance here? It says when somebody, the person goes to call someone and says, okay, we are not having a good relationship. Can you come and help us resolve it? When that person comes in, you must be willing. You must be untreatable. But it says when you reach there and even elders have come in and still you're untreatable, do you know what it says? It says now you should be treated like an outsider. Should be treated like an outsider. The Bible even didn't say we should be patient with you. It said we should treat you like an outsider because your love is not untreatable. And a love that cannot be untreated is a useless love. Am I making some sense, someone in the house? Shake your neighbor and say, neighbor, your love must be untreatable. Ask your neighbor, how was the relationship between your mother? Ask the person, what's the relationship with your mother? No. I say, ask the person, what's the relationship between your mother, you and your father, your boss? Are you angry? Ask the person, what are you? Are you angry? What is going on? Ask the person, what is going on? Tell us what is going on. Bible says, and never let ugly, Ephesians 4:29-32 said, and never let ugly or hateful words come from your mouth. But instead, let your words become beautiful gifts that encourages others. Do this by speaking words of grace to help them. The Holy Spirit of God has sealed you in Jesus Christ until you experience your full salvation. So never grieve the Spirit of God or take for granted his holy influence in your life. It says, lay aside bitter words, temper tantrums. Temper tantrums, TPT, TPT, so temper tantrums, like a child. Like a child, you're like a child. Have you seen a child temper? He's angry, will mess everything up and even mess themselves up. Lie on the floor, you have dressed your child, you are going out, he gets angry, will mess up, go and... It's as if I'm just preaching to those who are here. Temper tantrums. Believers who are temper tantrums, no maturity. You see, nowadays the way they show their temper is they'll go online. They'll go online and go and put it out there and say things online. They're like a child. You're unentreatable. You go and put it there, yeah, this and this, so that the whole world will know that you are angry. Temper tantrums, children. Once they are angry, don't serve again. When you call them, don't pick up. They will send you a text message, a long time. I remember when we started this domain, one girl who, this pastor that was doing her pasar, won't go deep into it. And then I told her, I went to do my investigation. I said, look, this is the character, this is what the man of God, even those that live with him, this is what his behavior. So be careful with this man of God. She sent me a long list of insults. I'm telling you, yeah. And added onto it, me, I'm a fake person. Yeah, never responded. I never responded. And so I think we responded. I said, thank you. That's it. That's it. You don't know how to discuss matters without insults. You're a child. Hey, I'm going to make some sense, somebody. You're a child. Your love must be untreatable. Hey, I'm not talking to somebody in the house. Shake your neighbor and they say, Simon, the Lord has brought the word. So I, the prisoner for the Lord, appeal to you to live a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called. What's the life we have been called? A life of love. That's what I started with. So, in conclusion, I'm reading Ephesians 4, the verse 1. From verse 1, he says, I entreat you, I remind you, there's a certain call upon your life. Young people, are you in the house? Christians, are you in the house? Christians, are you in the house? There's a certain call upon your life. Tonight, I came to challenge you. It's a call of love. It's a call of love on your block. Block 13. Block 17. Some of you on your block, they know you. They find some call. Okay. What you drop on them. And sometimes we are bold. We are like, hey, me, there's nobody bring. No. You're a child. You're not maturing. Mature. Handle yourself. Sometimes you have to be insulted like Jesus. Be spat upon and keep going to the cross. Keep going to the cross. How many of you saw Jesus when he was going to spat upon him? And Jesus said, hey, but you cross on us. How many of you saw Jesus? So let's put the cross aside. Lord, wait. Let me deal with you. Are you at my level? Do you know me? you all watch a video of the man who somebody said something here, and then the man lost it. Who said to you, I lost it? He lost it at the pulpit, at what was he lost it. We don't have to know who said to you. It's a mystery. They have to add it's a course. You come to class, find who find Chia, who said it. Hey, are you in the house? Yeah. It says, so I, the prisoner of the Lord, appeal to you to live a life worthy of the calling to which you have been called. That is, to live a life that exhibits godly character, moral courage, Love requires of us to live godly, moral courage, personal integrity, and mature behavior. A life that expresses gratitude to God for his salvation for your salvation, with all humility, forsaking self-righteousness. Part of the reason most of us, our love is not untreatable is because we have a sense of self-righteousness. That you, the way you are, nobody's supposed to do this against you. That how can somebody not love me? That's how some men get off. That if I say I love you, like a guy has come to Leah, and Leah said, no, I'm thinking about it. He said, hey, will you get me, all of me? Will you get all of me? And because of that, you're offended because she says she's not interested in you. Hey, brother, brother, please, oh, please. Sister is sitting here somewhere. You said you love her. She hasn't said she loves you. You said you love her. And by this behavior, you have been shown that you don't know what you love. You don't know what love is. And some guys are offended because guys, ladies say, hey, you have a sense of self-righteousness. You see yourself good. Many men will say they are good. Many men will come to a conclusion of they are good. By a faithful man, who will find? By a true loving man, who will find? Many men will think they are the lovers in town. By a true lover, who will find? When it comes to really a love that can be untreatable, where is that person? Hey, am I making some sense, somebody? You check. Some of you who think you are so much, you are lover men. You and ask those who are married. Go and ask those who are married. How some of them want to run away from the covenant of love? To say, oh, woo, oh, yeah. Some of them will wake up in the morning and say, me and I'm a kind of answer, or don't know me, hey, easy. Hey, am I making some sense, somebody? And it says what? And it says gentleness, maintaining self-control with patience, bearing with one another in unselfish love. Make every effort to keep the oneness of the Spirit in the bond of peace. Each individual working together to make the whole successful. There is one body. There is what? Look at the one that said, we are all into one body. Say the person, one body, one body. Tell the one that said, yeah, yeah, we are sharing one body. We are sharing one body. We are shake another person says, one body. It's one body. It's not multiple body. One body. There is what? One body of believers and one Spirit, just as we were called to one hope when called to salvation. One Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and the Father of all, who is sovereign over all, through all, and in all. So when you go to God unable to forgive, God is asking, which body are you? Nobody. It's a good answer. Which body are you that you cannot forgive? They are so angry that you have to separate from the body. Which body are you? And you see believers are those that get so angry, so angry that they separate from the body and assume they are in the body. No, you're just acting immaturely. Because there's no double body, there's no two bodies, there's no three bodies, there's only one body. There's only one Spirit, one hope, one. There's nothing again. So when you're angry, deal with your anger and be part of the body. Hey, am I making some sense to somebody? Oh, today I brought a word, amen. Look at the one that says, if you are angry, deal with that anger and be part of the body. Hallelujah. We're not coming to encourage you and those all manner, and then you have left. Someone that left. And I've seen people who leave, you can see they never stay anywhere. They never stay anywhere. When you keep leaving, you never get rooted anywhere. And I'm telling you, love is not the foundation of your faith. You keep moving. It means that your love is untreatable. Yes, it's wrong. Tonight I came to challenge you. Are you feeling love in your heart? Or? Yeah. Hey, are you in the house? Yeah. If there is any spirit of unforgiveness, and some of us, look, listen. Let me tell you. Let me be honest with you. That attitude that feel like you can't forgive is a serious work of the devil. Don't joke with it. Someday your marriage will break because of this attitude. Because you are not going to marry an angel. It is said, even if you are going to marry an angel, you will cause the trouble because you are not perfect. You are the one going to create the problem. Listen, no matter how nice a woman looks today, she's far from perfect. Separate looks from perfection. Eh? So if you don't learn how to deal with hurts and offenses and difficulties, then I'm telling you, stay single for the rest of your life. Even that one, I promise you, you'll be fighting with Uber drivers. Or mates. You'll be fighting with Uber drivers, mates, or what? Or the kinky seller. Why is there shit? Why is there no this in the shit? Why is there no? You'll be fighting everywhere. Hey, are you in the house? Yeah. The world needs the boundless love of God. And believers must start living out God's boundless love. Are you in the house? Are we ready to be untreatable? Wherever you are, I want you to rise up on your feet. Just 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 lift up your hands wherever you are. Now, listen. You are here, you're offended. Listen. You are here, you're offended. It's okay to be offended. I didn't say that you should not be offended. That's not what I said. It's okay to be offended by something you don't like. It's good. State your point. But when somebody asks for forgiveness, be willing to give it. Without long conversation. Without long drama. Without long gathering of people. Without making noise. Without going on social media to go and put it there. Some of you are here, you are going to put things on your social media when you are offended. Go and remove all those things. Childishness. Go and remove it. Sewa said no. So because of that, you are going to write a whole lot of grammar. Grammar. Please. Go and remove it. You've sent some things to people. You saw somebody says love and say, love is this. No. You don't know. May the world know the love of our God. May the world know the love of our God. The depth and the breadth of it. If you're offended by somebody in this place, you're going to let go. You're going to say, God, I forgive. You are here, you think a pastor has done something against you. Hey. No man owes you anything. I'm telling you. The day you were born, your mother could have given birth to you and left you in a trash can. And today, it's possible you may not even know your mother. Nobody owes you anything. The only person who has committed himself to love you and to love you perfectly is God. So instead of putting your focus on man, rather put it on God. Tonight, I came to tell you, put it rather on God. Test the love of God rather than what you are doing with men and all that. And every day you're offended. It's unnecessary. You give yourself cancer. It's unnecessary. Kidney stones. All those things. They'll tell you. No, some of those things, they'll tell you. Offense and anger. Kidney stones. It produces that. Yeah. Lift up your hands wherever you are. Say, Lord, I forgive. Just lift up your voice. Some of you, it's time you forgive your father. Especially some of the guys. Forgive your father. Forgive your fathers. Forgive your fathers. Open up your mouth and say, Mr. Watts, I forgive you. Forgive them. Ladies, forgive your mothers. Forgive your mothers. They did the best they knew how. Some of you, your former boss, your two boss at the... Please, let them go. They're so owing your salary, they haven't paid. Let it go. 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 From today, tell them, God, may the Lord bless you and increase you. Send them a good message. Close your eyes wherever you are. Just lift up and let go. Sam, it's time we let go. 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 Come on, come on, come on. If you have any offense, some boy, when you're in class 5, the boy promised he'll be with you forever. The next day, he said, no. You are still standing on class 5 promises. Please, let it go. Wherever you are, let it go. Now, right now, just let it go. We are letting go. We are letting go. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Everybody, just pray, pray, pray. An auntie or an uncle has said something. Somebody who told you that you will never do well. Sometimes a teacher told you that you will never become anything. Please, let it go. Don't stop holding it. Every story you tell, you that story will have to come. Even when you are talking about kinky, and then Mr. DC told me I'll never become anything. No, let it go. From today, I'm not making reference to any evil, anything anybody say. From today, the love of God is about to flow through our heart. From today, the love of God is just flowing through our heart. And I'm believing God for healing tonight. I'm believing God for healing. As love flows, as love flows, as love flows. God's boundless love. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Oh, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord, yes, Lord. Ah, yeah, 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 yeah. You are here, you have never felt loved. You never felt loved because you never felt good enough. Tonight, God says, you are good enough for me. He said, what you are lacking, my son is filling it up. He said, don't stop worrying about it. He said, my son is perfect enough for you and for the rest of the world. Come on. Just surrender right now. Wherever you are, just surrender. Wherever you are, surrender. Say, Lord, I'm tired of trying. I'm tired of trying. I want to test the depth of your love. I want to test how deep your love is. How deep your love is for me. Come on, come on, come on, come on. Oh, all over this place. Come on. Just talk to God. Just talk to God. Just talk to him, just talk to him, just talk to him, just talk to him, just talk to him. Just talk to the Father, just talk to him. Everybody, don't look at anybody. This is good. With your love, your boundless love, your extravagant love. Lord, let me know the depth, the width, the breadth, and the height of this love that I have in Christ Jesus. Thank you for setting me free. Thank you for loving me. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Let's give the Lord a shout and a clap of hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you and God bless you for listening to this message. Now you can get interactive with Pastor Roderick Ejikum on his social media handles. On Facebook, it's Roderick Ejikum, Instagram, Roderick Ejikum, and on Twitter at Roderick Ejikum. You could also get interactive with Christ for Youth International. On Facebook, it's Christ for Youth International. Instagram is at ConnectCYI, and on Twitter at ConnectCYI. This has been the Kingdom Move Podcast. Thank you and stay blessed.